أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الذين آتيناهم الكتاب يتلونه حق تلاوته أولئك يؤمنون به ومن يكفر به فأولئك هم الخاسرون. In the previous ayats we read that the Jews and Christians did not want to believe in Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam, that they felt they are the Ahlul Kitab, they are the people in charge of all dini, religious matters and affairs, and that in fact the Muslims must follow them, and they wanted even Nabi Ali salatu wasalam to follow them. We can easily understand this in our time, like the people of science and the people of worldly knowledge. They feel that they are in charge of matters, and even the people of deen must follow them, and that they feel that they can't follow the people of deen, the true deen of Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, which is wahi, which is from Allah, the creator, the controller of everything. But they feel that what man-made things are, that must be followed. So they cannot accept that. Allah Ta'ala said, O Nabi Ali salatu wasalam, hypothetically, which was impossible, if you would follow them, you would find no helper also. And that was really to inform the Jews and the Christians of that time, and the people of the world have to be informed that there is no possibility of following man-made things. They changed the Torah and Injil and also made it man-made, which was from Allah Ta'ala, but they also changed it. But Allah Ta'ala is so fair in the Quran Sharif, though that was the condition of the overwhelming, the vast majority of people which Allah had mentioned. And there was a sprinkling of people who accepted Islam from the Jews and the Christians. So Allah Ta'ala acknowledges that and also praises them. So Allah says, Alladhina aatainahumul kitab, wo log jinko di humne kitab. And there are those people also whom we had given the kitab, the Torah, the Injil. Yatlunahu haqqa tilawatihi, wo usko parte hai jo haq hai uske parne ka. And they recited it as it was supposed to be recited, that is, with complete reverence, respect, honor, and also with that yaqeen, that is the word of Allah, and they followed the commandments of Allah. And in there they found a description of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam and the truthfulness of Islam, and that when Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam appears and Islam comes as the religion, they should follow that. And accordingly, there were many amongst them, though of course they were the majority, the minority from amongst them, but they were many, all who had accepted Islam. In fact, Ja'far ibn Abi Talib radiyallahu ta'ala anhu, who was the leader of the people who went for hijrat to Abyssinia, Habsha. On his return, 40 people from there had accompanied him who accepted Islam. 32 were Abyssinians and 8 of them were Syrians. Amongst them was Buhayra, Rahib also, the monk that when Nabi Ali salatu wasalam went for business, when he was long before his Nabuwat, then at that time already Buhayra told, this is going to be the Nabi of Allah, and if I left at this time, I will accept. He was also amongst them. So according to some ulama, this ayat was revealed with regard to those people. So Allah Ta'ala says, these are those people, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ وَهِي اُسْ پَرْ يَقِينَ لَاتِ هِ. These are those people who believe in it, in the Quran Sharif. They believed in the true original kitabs. They found in the kitabs written that the final Nabi will come. All his signs were also made clear. So they all accepted that and they followed it also. And on the other hand, وَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ, اور جو کوئی منکر ہوگا اس سے تو وہی لوگ نقصان پانے والے ہیں. And those people who will deny and falsify it, whether it is the true or Torah and Injil, or whether it is the Quran Sharif, the Hidayat which Allah has sent, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wasallam, who deny and falsify this, these are those people who will be the great losers. Such loss will be their lot in the Akhirat. that we cannot imagine what the terrible loss of the Akhirat will be. And that applies for today also. Those people who do not believe in what Allah and His Rasul have revealed, and we follow other ways, then even if we claim to be Muslims, but we are not following the Quran and Hadith, the teachings of the Quran, then Allah warns that there will be a great loss for those people. Hazrat Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu narrates that Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said that this was revealed in regard to the Sahaba, the Muslims, that الَّذِينَ آتَيْنَاهُمُ الْكِتَابِ يَتْلُونَهُ حَقَّ تِلَاوَتِهِ, that those people who have been given the Kitab, that is the Torah, they fulfill the rites of the recitation of the Quran Sharif. Just like namaz is not just that we have to perform our namaz, just make the namaz, but iqamat salat is required. That is namaz with all its requisites, proper wuzu, then proper devotion, etc., making namaz on its time, making it in the masjid with jamaat, etc., all the requirements. Like that, Quran Sharif is not just a matter of recitation, but haqqa tilawat is required also, that it must be recited as it is supposed to be recited. A beautiful example is given, like a king, and in his royal court, he has made a decree, a law, an order, and he asks that it must be recited, read out in front of him. It is clear the person who is going to recite it, read it, will read it properly. Every word he will pronounce properly. And with the great respect of that place also, he is in the court and in front of the king. All that will be in his mind. And he will read it with great, great concentration and with great humility. Like that, the Quran Sharif, we are in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Whenever we are reciting Quran Sharif, even on our own, every letter should be pronounced properly, correctly, which is called tajweed, that it must be done properly, and then with concentration and devotion, and the conviction in the heart that I'm going to make amal on it, that is called iman and yaqeen. In this way, tilawat of Quran also has to be done. These are those people, Allah says, أُولَٰئِكَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِهِ. These are those people who have got that proper iman on the Quran Sharif. Yeah, we have to question ourselves, how much do we recite Quran? And when we do recite Quran Sharif, how much of the rites of the Quran Sharif do we fulfill? Or we just recite it like haphazardly, especially today when we read from the phone, that we don't really worry whether we have got wuzu or anything, and we are just reciting, and the true respects of the Quran are not there. So that is all required. And then Allah Ta'ala warns us, those people who do not do this, who do not appreciate this, then these will be amongst the great losers. May Allah save us from all loss of this dunya and akhirat, and realize that the real life is the life of the akhirat, and the real being that we have to please is Allah. His authority is absolute, and His control is absolute. We have to turn to Him and submit to Him. May Allah give us all hidayat, understanding, and follow in the correct path. وآخر دعوانا الحمد لله